During these weeks of ordinary time, many of the readings, if not most, give us some practical advice about how to live. The great feasts, Christmas, during Lent, Good Friday, Easter, Pentecost, the readings tend to be very theologically oriented, so we can reflect and meditate on the great mysteries of God's intervention into our history, God's presence in those dramatic ways of the birth of Christ, the death of Christ, the coming of the Holy Spirit. But during the ordinary time of the year, we're just given some practical advice about how to live from day to day, how to meet the world in which we live, how to deal with it, how to try to maintain a balance in our lives over the competing pressures that so often are part of our daily experience. Competing pressures from each other, from family members, from the media, from the world in which we live. How do we handle them? Do we continue to live an intentional life? Or are we just swept along by the crowd, the popular notions of the day? It's very difficult because we come together here once a week, but there are 6.5 days of the other pressures, of the other influences. How does the hearing the gospel manage to survive in all of that? One voice crying in the desert, so to speak. So we take this time seriously to try to reflect on how we should live this coming week. And of course, with the stories we just heard about the landowner and his employer, the steward. When I was growing up, I always had a problem with this because it seemed like the parable was praising the dishonesty of the steward. He's being prudent. He's being sensible in dealing with the demands of daily life, making friends with those who are in debt to his master. But really, as you start thinking about some of the other verses in this selection, for the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than are the children of light. There is not simply praise for the prudence of that dishonest steward, but a kind of criticism for Jesus' disciples who are not equally clever, who are not equally wise or assertive in trying to make friends with God. After all, we all die. This is a passing world. And yet so often we're consumed by it. We're obsessed with it. I can remember just in this past week, with the death of the Queen of England, some of the people saying, we thought she'd live forever because she's the only queen they ever knew. Well, she doesn't. Neither will you or I. So what are our priorities? What are we developing our character for? The passing world, or to be with God forever? Are we developing a sense of self-discipline and self-restraint to maintain a balance in our daily life between knowing we will be with God forever and dealing in a healthy way with daily pressures, daily demands? Yes, we have to get along in this world to take care of ourselves, our children, our grandchildren, to help those who are most vulnerable in our society. But we also have to be aware of where we're going, not be obsessed with that IRA, not be obsessed with being accepted and admired in this world, but to realize we should be admired by God. We heard last week about rejoicing in heaven over the repentance of a sinner. Well, God rejoices as you and I become more and more during the course of our lives the person God calls us to be. The person who has a balance and understands God's creation and that we are there to husband, nurture, care for that creation and not exploit it for our own selves, for our own desires or comfort or satisfaction. And so, yes, as this verse says, for the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than are the children of light to deal with the generation of eternity. So the practical advice for us today is to look how we live. Just look at the past week. Have the things I've said, have the things I've done helped to give honor and glory to God? The conversations I've had at home, a spouse, with children, with parents, have they advanced the honor and glory of God in my home, at work? Too often, Catholics are criticized for not sufficiently wearing their faith on their sleeve. How are we going to make God a credible presence in our world if people do not know what motivates us? Are we distinguishable as disciples of Jesus Christ? By the way we work? By the way we do our job? By the way we respond to the social issues of the day? Are we distinguishable as disciples of Jesus Christ? How do we maintain that balance with coping with the competing demands of daily life along with the demands of eternal life? So as we enter Eucharist again this morning, it's an opportunity to reflect on the quality of our lives here on earth and ultimately with God forever. Just give some thought to that, maybe in your quiet moments during this coming week. What have I done today by the way I talk, by the way I act, to give honor and glory to God? Am I distinguishable as a disciple of Jesus Christ by the way I do my tasks, by the way I respond to social issues, by the way I treat others? It's a challenge, and it's a real practical meditation and reflection for every one of us each and every day.